Hello, and welcome to the Bible for Worship at St. Paul Lutheran Church on this Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, when our gospel reading is written in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, verses 1 through 8. And when Sabbath had elapsed, Mary Magdalene and Mary of James and Salome purchased spices, so they could go anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first of the week, they came upon the memorial when the sun dawned. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone away from the opening of the memorial for us?" They looked up and discerned that the stone had been rolled off, because it was exceedingly big. They went towards the memorial and saw a young man sitting on the right, apparelled in a white robe, and they were bewildered. But he said to them, "Do not be bewildered. You seek Jesus, the crucified Nazarene. He is raised. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But depart. Tell his students and Peter that he goes before you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he said to you." They went out and fled from the memorial, because trembling and frenzy had them, and they said nothing to anyone. They were afraid because... The Gospel of the Lord. They were afraid because... What a way for a gospel to end. They were afraid because... And it hangs there. Well, in Scripture, what is it that produces fear in people? Most often, it is God's presence. That is what Mark tells us Jesus is: God's presence. Not a prophet, not even the Messiah of David, God's own presence. Jesus was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, God's own Spirit, to be God's presence for Mark's people. And they needed it. Hopes for Jesus to be the Davidic Messiah, to re-establish the kingdom of Israel in its autonomy and dignity, those hopes had been dashed with the destruction of the Jerusalem temple by the Romans. The place where God's presence had been for centuries stood no more. Where now is God's presence? And so Mark's whole story for his community is that this is not the Messiah being silenced. This is not failure. The kingdom of David is still coming. That was the cry on that Palm Sunday. But it's not coming yet. And meantime, in Galilee, where Mark's community is, God's presence in the risen Jesus still leads us, Mark says. God reigns, and the promised kingdom will yet come. Have we expected God in some particular way? Have we known God in some specific and special place? And have we seen that expectation and that knowledge turned upside down, buried in disappointment? Mark says, "Do not be bewildered. God's presence still leads us, just as God has promised." God bless.